Man of Steel 2 rumors, Green Lantern corpse rumors, Suicide Squad 2 rumors, Flash rumors, and oh, what am I? Deathstroke.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
All right. Didn't know this was coming. That sounds amazing. This should be underneath.
Yeah, drum. Together from the cosmic reaches of the universe.
Let's just enjoy this.
Here in this great hall of justice are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled.
Welcome, everyone, to the DC Movie News Show right here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Let's get right into it. We are at DC Movies SK. We're Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. I'm Johnny LaQuasto. You can find me on Twitter at J Quasto. The man right next to me wearing the sweet Justice League shirt. The same one that I actually own.
That's right. I noticed that because we had a picture with Roxy's birthday.
One of these days.
And we gotta, we do have the same shirt.
We got to coordinate.
I'm so limited in my DC shirts and...
It's a beautiful one. Find him on Twitter at Mike Kalinowski, because he's Mike Kalinowski, also the host of Character Corner, which is incredible.
Getting close to Christmas, too, so Mike Christmas is going to be making a big comeback.
September 1st. That's like the big move towards Christmas.
Get out of here.
Wait, what did he say, like, September 1st?
She was like Jack Skellington this morning with like Jack Skellington rising out of the swamp. He's like, me and I, Halloween. I was like, nope, we're skipping right to Christmas.
Don't be ridiculous.
Why not? And the man right over there... Who's having fun with his iPad thing?
I'm just trying to get my space together,
of course.
Man.
He's the host of Man vs. Child on FYI, as well as FX Movie Download on FX. And he sent us a picture last week of a very cool-looking black automobile that I don't know if he purchased or not, so we're about to get the answer. Find him on Twitter at Adam Gertler, because he's Adam Gertler.
What's up, everybody? It's a good thing to be back here. It is a goodly thing. Yes, that is a new vehicle.
I drive
a Dodge Stratus.
That's not a Dodge Stratus.
No, that was a Dodge Challenger.
Yeah.
It's gray with what they call the black top package, so it's got the black wheels and the black gas cap.
Wait, that's something that they offered? You didn't have to, like, give them all that yourself?
No, I saw it on a different car, and then I found that one, and somebody had to find it and drive it back to the place. Like, there aren't a lot of them that look like that out there, but it's the first car that I've had that I get excited when I go out to drive the car. I'm like, to the Batmobile. His name's Eric.
Okay. What? Okay. How did
you? His name is Eric.
How did you come to that decision to where like this is what I want? Is it brand new?
I was driving a Chevy Cruze before. I was basically driving a go kart. I got it at a time of desperation, and I just wanted a car with some feet. I wanted some va-va-vroom to the vehicle. And a
car that's hard to park.
It's hard to maneuver.
It's a big car.
It's just negotiating it has been a challenge.
That's why it's called a challenge.
It's got some get up and go, and that's fun.
And so it's a brand new Challenger.
It's a freaking new 2016 Challenger.
I'm so happy. You
got the Batmobile package.
Kind of, yeah.
That's amazing.
Come and find me on Twitter and I'll take you for a ride. Just let me know which playground to meet you at.
Okay.
What?
That was a message only to people above 18 years old, though.
Because, adults go to playgrounds.
Why did, sure. I mean, playgrounds are good public
meeting
spots.
I was at a playground
spots.
This past week.
Yeah?
I went on a picnic.
Who did?
I did.
That's great.
They had a playground.
Indy?
There. Yeah, me and Indy.
We are just so
It was
weird.
National Dog Day.
We are so weird.
I saw that picture.
Yeah, I took him down the slide. He didn't really like it, but it was fun.
That's
shot him down it.
How big is your dog?
He's like 6 pounds.
Oh, he's a little dog. So you can take him down the slide.
Yeah.
Where have you been? You've been out of the world, right?
You've been doing good stuff.
Oh, I
was back last week. We're missing y'all.
Yeah. I heard it. I heard the show. I really wanted to chime in. Yeah. Hopefully we'll get to go
what
over
did you
some
want to chime
minutes.
In about?
I really wanted to chime in about the
Swamp Thing?
Yes. Justice League Dark, Doug Liman, if this is true.
It's got to be Swamp Thing.
If this is true, now I know everybody's saying that it's not going to be called Justice League Dark, which seems totally obvious. And yes, there is a big thing out there of a lot of possible information that we'll address. But yeah, Justice League Dark happening.
Why do they call it?
That's only a New 52 thing, I think.
I never understood. But there was no Justice League Dark pre New 52. I get that, but it was like, did they just need a title for the book? Because they weren't.
You don't
really...
like it.
It has nothing to do with the Justice League.
For the book, it's great. Well, because it's like a team. It's just like there's like a million teams of Avengers out
there.
But
Justice League of America, when they did that in New 52, that made sense. Because they were doing an offshoot with Waller and Steve Trevor. So that made sense. Justice League International, when Batman formed that made sense. But Justice League dark. I don't think any of those people except for Zatanna were members of the League.
Well,
Constantine was the pinpoint.
It's almost like a Secret Avengers kind of thing. Like, they're not sanctioned. I don't think that they have a full sanction from anybody.
It's just kind of, hey, we need a title. We can't call it Mysticism in the fishnets.
Yeah. I don't
brilliant name, by the way.
Actually, that's the name of my next comedy.
Put it this way. I don't foresee
Mysticism
a film...
Mysticism in fishnets.
...where we get a Constantine. I don't think John Constantine is ever going to make the comment in this movie where he's going to say, well, we need to form a Justice League, okay, but let's make it dark. I doubt that that's going to happen. And he would say it as a brisk.
You know what we have to do first?
What's that?
Is introduce the crown jewel of the DC movie news.
Have we not?
No, we have not.
Oh, this has been an extended...
Also the host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies. Find her on Twitter at Roxy Stryer. She's Roxy Stryer!
That's so true about me. I am.
Yeah.
Roxy Stryer.
And the crown jewel.
Yeah, but I feel really lame because, like, you got a new car and you've got Christmas and what do I have?
I still got nothing.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I did shoot with Screen Junkies this week. Top Secret project, though, but it was fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You did?
Super Top fun. Secret project?
Super fun.
When can you say what it is?
Not allowed to, I don't think.
Ever?
No, whenever it's out, that we're allowed to say it. But it was fun. It's coming. It's going to be really good.
I hear it went very well.
It was nuts. Insane.
So you have something.
Nah.
I have you guys.
Yeah.
That's what I have.
You got plenty. Girl, come on.
Okay, let's talk about DC stuff.
All right, guys, let's get right to it. Deathstroke. It's all Deathstroke today, and then a couple of other rumors.
That was a wake up in the morning and smack you in the face.
Yeah, well, it sure was.
I didn't know what to think when I first saw it. I didn't know if it was, like, fan-made. I couldn't tell. Because I saw it on Twitter. I was half awake. But one of the fans of the show tweeted it to me. So I looked at that first, and I was like, what is this?
It kind of looks like Affleck just took his iPhone, and he was like, hey, man, just look. And
well, he did, because he's filming, because he panned left and right, and you saw that they were on a set somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. That was obviously a camera test.
So, camera test. So On the Flying Fox. So, assume that, like, it was in front of a green screen, so they're just like, let's throw it in a background that we have that we're working with. It's as simple as
okay,
that.
Okay,
do you guys
want
to check it out and then talk about it?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I don't get sick of watching it.
Me neither.
I think we should.
All right.
No.
No, I think we should definitely watch it.
I know. I got it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Look at that mercenary.
There's menace to it.
Look at that mercenary.
I like the growl. Did you hear it with the Ron Perlman voiceover, too?
Mm. Now, is it, he got the little tail in the back of his helmet, or is that on the sword?
Oh, there's, a definite sword there. Oh, yeah. It's pretty slick.
What do we have going on next to it?
I've seen two fantastic memes so far using this picture. One was, it shows... Henry Cavill, Ezra Miller, and him. And he goes, when you buy something online. And then below it, it showed the guy from Superman from Supergirl, Grant Gustin, and Slade Wilson from Arrow. He goes, when it comes to you in the mail. And it's like, it makes a good point. You know, they just, it's the difference between a movie and a TV show.
Yeah.
And then also.
I completely disagree.
Are you.
What?
I'll find the picture. We'll post the picture.
Grant Gustin?
His costume compared to Ezra Miller's costume. It is. It's
the difference between different, and I think it's great.
It's the difference between having a $50 million costuming budget and having a $2,000 costuming budget. It's just the TV shows.
I think it looks
they do fantastic. Arrow and Flash do fantastic stuff with limited, and also they have a week.
Yeah, Slade looked great too.
They have Slade on Arrow.
I think he looked great.
I'll just say,
and I think he was great.
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Well, that was hockey pads that you could buy at Dick's Sporting Goods. That his Deathstroke on Arrow was terrible.
He did a bad job?
No, he's fantastic. His costume is terrible.
No, he sold it for me.
Manu Bennett, right?
The funny thing about this video
Spartacus
is...
Too.
But that, come on, look at that outfit.
People are trying to, like... I saw a couple videos that people were, like, trying to decipher what's going on. Someone claims you can see the Batmobile behind Deathstroke. You can?
Yeah.
My vision's
you
terrible.
Definitely can. You definitely can.
You can?
Yeah. It's funny, guys, because I haven't looked at the Arrow Deathstroke until just now, and when you say that, like, it's kind of like in your memory plays tricks with you, because I was agreeing with Roxy. I was like, oh yeah, he looked great on that show, and the mask does look good, but yeah, compared to the whole armor and everything, it is kind of like...
And did you guys notice this? Remember when Snyder posted, when they started filming Justice League, it was him and Momoa, and they were in, like, a costume warehouse? And there was a black suit behind him. And was like, is that Black Adam? Is it Sinestro? It matches up with his shoulder armor and his ab armor. It was Deathstroke then.
Closure!
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
And also how...
Has anybody been talking about that? Or that's just coming from your brain?
That's me thinking this. But also because
cool.
The rap said they got an exclusive.
Yeah,
the rap said, all Deathstroke villain in Batman Affleck's film? I don't know, because that showed that they were working on it. And it might not be. This is just my own fan. But then again, who was right about Volku and Aquaman? This guy right here. Exclusive scooper.
So wait, what do you think?
Scooper. I think Deathstroke has been planned for a while.
Justice League?
I think he's something Affleck's dealing with at the beginning.
I think it's a guarantee that we see him in Justice League.
I think
you think it's a guarantee.
I think Affleck's Batman film is too far away.
Yeah, the Batman solo film is at least 2018.
I think it's too far away.
Mm-hmm.
And you think there's no possibility that we see him in both?
Oh, I think there absolutely
could it be
is.
For any,
I think this is a tease to Justice
this?
League.
It could be for any other Warner Brothers DC EU film.
Yeah,
I think it could be for anyone, right?
I mean, he is not known as a Batman villain. He's been always around. He's been everyone's villain.
And we just built up the whole Deadshot.
It's kind of like Deadshot. Yeah. Deadshot was a Batman. I think they debuted. I don't know. If you guys
are on
Twitterverse.
Is it the Judas contract? Is that the Titan
story? That's the Titan story.
Right. Now people are
that's
saying,
they're doing the animated version of.
Now, I have not read that, but I've heard that is like a great Deathstroke story
that's
and
where
a great
it is,
Titan story.
I wanted to reach out to you guys listening, but I think Deathstroke was created for the Titans. It wasn't a Batman villain because his son Jericho was a member of the Titans. With that, you know, he had that white kind of curly afro with the mutton chops character, and I think he was mute.
Just the way I like him.
BJ
Dillon. Talking about the afro, not about
calling
mute.
Deathstroke to murder Cyborg's father.
Just the way I like him.
Love it.
Good theory.
But
I missed what you just said.
I just said one of our guys in the chat roll said calling for Deathstroke to murder Cyborg's father, possibly.
Oh.
Well,
could
see
be
how,
flashback.
If any of you guys are not familiar with Deathstroke, I'll go into a character corner, but check out the Identity Crisis storyline. He takes on single-handedly the Justice League, sans Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman, and demolishes them.
Can I ask us all to go from each person, and I want to hear if you think, where you think Deathstroke is going to appear. What is your theory based
and
on this?
They just said, didn't you?
Well, let's do that, and let's say who we'd love to see cast as him.
Okay.
Oh, there was an amazing list that I found.
We'll start off. So, Johnny, what are your thoughts? You say definitely Justice League.
I think we definitely see him.
I want to know what the people in the chat roll, where they're at with
I think
this.
We absolutely see him in Justice League. I'm not saying we see him for a great period of time, but I think it's going to set things up nicely for down the road, but I do think we see him. I think it's going to be a really interesting villain for Batman because, as I think you just mentioned, Deathstroke has taken out so many people in the past because he's got the brain capacity 9 times that of a human being. His only weakness is his ego, so how can you defeat a guy like that? The one video game is an epic fight between Batman and...
I watched that on YouTube.
The trailer for Arkham Origins with him and those two guys fighting.
The one directed by...
in the warehouse.
Miller.
It was
Rhett Miller, the one that was directed by the Deadpool director. I just watched the whole thing yesterday. Yeah, because it's from the game studio. Yeah.
Blur Studios.
Blur, right, exactly. Yeah. So apparently, that's at least what I read. When I read a link to it, it was like directed
by... I remember
when
that came out, like, what was it, 3-4 years ago
2013.
My God, that scene was great.
It looked insane. I haven't played Arkham Origins. That thing got me excited. Now I want to play Arkham Origins.
You've never played it?
That's the hole in my game.
So, Arkham Origins is the best story of
the whole
all
of my
the
Arkham
games.
I think with Deathstroke, it depends on which way they want to go with him. If they want to go just straight up mercenary, no emotion, nothing like that, then I think Manganiello is probably the good way.
Okay,
I kind of like Julian Lewis-Jones if they go into the story about how his son died and like he's kind of like a tortured figure, if you will. So
okay.
That'd be my... But I'm all...
I am of a thought, I think Manganiello's too young. We've got a 20-year-old Batman.
Okay.
I mean, 20 years as Batman Affleck.
Right.
We're pushing 50.
Right.
And Deathstroke just needs to be that guy that's been around the world, dozens of times.
How old is Manganiello?
He's probably mid-30s.
Late 30s?
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
I was going to say 40.
Really?
He's in his 40s.
No, he's not.
He certainly got a lot of gray in that beard. Yeah. I mean,
I just think
he's married to Sofia Vergara.
Oh,
she was in her mid to late 40s
oh
right now.
Yeah,
too.
No, they made such a big deal because he got like the older woman.
Was he way younger?
Wait,
maybe
I feel like we could IMDb this real
quick. Yeah, so we can.
Anyway,
okay, but anyway, so I say my obvious choice is Stephen Lang.
Okay, yeah, that is a great obvious choice.
But
too.
My odd choice, and one of the Twitter guys, I forget who said this to me, brought it up on Twitter to me when I went to the followers, Clive Owen.
Clive Owen's
he's
great.
He's on this list of 15 actors.
Oh, is he? Oh, I can't wait to hear your list.
Clive Owen.
All right, so should I skip you and come back?
He's an actor that needs a comeback. I think this role would be perfect for him.
Joe Manganiello is 39 years old.
Okay.
So how old is he? Pretty close.
He turns 40 in late December. Wow.
Okay, and that's right around Christmas
time.
That's my age. So I really was accurate.
I could be an age Deathstroke.
Because it's next to Christmas, and you're Mikey Christmas, and I said 40, me plus you equals him being 39.
Does so, your, is that the world 44. You live in with that weird logic? You probably deal with this and everything, don't you?
That was completely sound logic.
Gerard Butler.
He's on the list! He's on my list!
Okay.
Is this like a list of 15 actors in Hollywood, like 40 years old?
No.
Okay, let's hear the list.
I'm trying to, but the problem is that my internet's not really working that well.
But your internet plus my comments and my snide remarks should equal the list.
Okay.
Here's a comment from Matthew Leach. Manganiello has a military haircut and a goatee and is in London right now, if that means anything for anyone.
I think... Okay, here's my thoughts.
Let's hear it.
I think... He's going to appear in a small sequence in the first Justice League film.
Okay.
Not a major villain. And then I think we'll see him again. I think DC is going to keep doing this just like they're doing with Flash and everything. Yeah. They're always going to be sprinkling things
in. I don't think he's a villain who should be the main focus of a film.
Might not could be.
He's
could
never
also
been
be,
a mastermind.
Well, a lot of people suspected that he is, you know, he is hired because he's an assassin by a Luthor or by someone or, you know, to do a job. And I also think that if he was a major villain and the main villain, I don't think we'd be introduced to him in this fashion.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just don't think this is any kind of bust
out. Someone was saying that Justice League is done filming. We have not gotten any official rap from them, have they? Like, with Wonder Woman, we got the set picture.
Or anything?
And they always do that with these films. Like, they announce it's wrapped. We're into post.
I don't think they're done filming.
And that set, the Flying Fox, that's not going anywhere. They're keeping that for around.
But is that a set or is that just possibly a green screen?
No, I think that's the set.
Okay.
I think that's the set that he's on
I heard some people were supposing that it might have been in front of a green screen, and I just thought that if they had a green screen with a lot of depth that to the shot, that that's what they were doing at. I'm curious.
All right, I have the list of 15
Let's
actors on
them,
my
Rocks.
Phone right now. All right, it starts with Max Martini, who you guys know from a million places,
he's
but I know
on
him from Revenge.
Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
My scene was with him.
In Revenge?
Yeah.
It was with Max Martini?
Oh, wait. Are you sure it was Max Martini, though, that was... Is there another guy in the show that looks like him?
Yeah, the dad
kind
of looks like him,
too.
Okay,
no, I was with the dad.
No, the two separate people, but they looked very similar.
Right.
Carl Urban is number 14. Going to number 13, Gerard Butler.
Mm-hmm.
No thoughts on these guys?
Gerard Butler, I would be big...
He's done the action thing, and...
I would love to see him. Honestly, he hasn't, to me, reached his heights since 300. That was the best he's ever been.
Yeah.
I would love
to
see
him. Did
you
like The Olympus Has Fallen? That was a good movie.
Yeah, okay. It's okay. No, you're right. It's all right. But, I mean, it's the heights. I mean,
movie.
I say his best role that I've seen is definitely 300. But he's amazing in that role. So
I
would
like
to see
him. I
like
him a lot.
Yep.
He would have to get in a good kind of shape, though.
Yeah.
He's kind of like,
he would
like did you see the way this figure is cut?
Yeah, he looks a little skinny.
He's got
no
waist.
Yeah,
this Deathstroke. So I'm just saying.
Moving on, number 12, Jason Clarke. You guys,
I do not like him.
You don't like him?
He was in
Terminator.
I do not. It's weird. I like him when he's not a. Well, I guess that'll work because I like him. I loved him in Zero Dark Thirty. Loved him, but he was in Planet of the Apes and then Terminator, and I didn't care for him. But I like him as an actor. I guess it's got to be the role. But I don't see him as.
Oh,
Deathstroke.
What about in the Apes movie? He was in the Apes movie.
Yeah, I didn't
right?
care for him in that.
I think
saying.
I liked him in that.
But Zero Dark Thirty, he's great.
How do you guys feel about number 11, Jude Law?
No.
That's the odd choice because
he's... baby-faced to me.
But he, as an actor, is so good.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Such a good actor.
Honestly, and what I think a lot of people, myself included, want to see is more of a focus on just good character stuff and some of these, like, main, you know...
You know, it's funny you guys say this. I was reading this...
I don't know if Manganiello has got that depth that Jude Law does.
I was reading this book. There's this great... Encyclopedia of Action Movies, and it was all about the 70s, 80s, 90s, those direct-to-video action stars where
What's
it was just
book?
Like, it's called, I'll look it up in a second, but it's all about this whole craze of, you would go to the video store and you would see these, anyone was trying to be a martial artist or an action star, if you knew martial arts, you were put in a movie and you could market it, video it, and it just shows you that nowadays, and this whole book was the focus, was interviewing all these past stars like Olivia Grunet and Jeff Speakman, but it was like, nowadays,
Jeff
you could take,
Speakman,
yeah,
the perfect weapon.
Right, exactly. But nowadays, you take an actor and they said, yeah, you know, you train them and you can camera it and this and that. And this book was like so based on the old guys.
Right.
But I love when they take these actors like Matt Damon and they stick them in the action and they train them because you need the actor to sell it. If you can get an actor that's a martial artist and it works, like there's that guy Scott Atkins who's out right now.
Yes.
Who's kind of, they're trying to push his...
Oh, and I do
want
to say, I do have to apologize. I did forget about The Ugly Truth
with
Gerard Butler.
I hated that movie. It was so bad.
Yeah. I liked it.
I did forget about
that
one.
I'm sorry.
His best film.
I said that right there.
So, do you guys know who Eric Dane is? This is number 10 on
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you know all my favorite TV show okay. actors.
Okay, I know all the TV.
I could see it based on his look if you guys look him up, but he... Again, he what?
You're a fan, right, of his?
Yeah, I think he's. I think he's good, but I haven't seen the crazy range from him. What happened then
with the change between he was doing Grey's, he went and did X-Men: Last Stand,
right,
and then back to Grey's. He looks like a completely different person in X-Men. I know this is off topic, but it's always to this day bugged me. I don't know what happened.
Do you guys like this guy? Is he, is he yay or nay?
I think he's good, but I don't necessarily
Is he age appropriate?
I don't think
Age appropriate, I think.
Yeah, I don't think he has the chops.
Okay, let's move on to number 9, who, if you guys have been watching Narcos, you know Pedro Pascal, who is a very different choice from the rest of them. Did any of you guys watch that show?
I love that show.
Which, Narcos, right?
Yeah.
I have not watched that show.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. It's really good. Check it out. Number 8, Sean Bean.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Also, totally different body type than this guy, gotta say.
Okay. I don't think that that's the actor that's cast in the role. No,
I don't think
that's
so.
A costume guy.
But I think that's what they want it to look like.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's what they want the final thing to look like.
I mean, all this is probably for naught. It's probably Mangianello.
It looks like it's built for Mangianello.
We're getting to him.
Okay.
Number 7, who I never know how to pronounce his name, but I know him from Game of Thrones. Mikhail Guzman, you guys know who I'm talking about. He's the one who's with Khaleesi.
Luis Guzman? Yes, Deathstroke.
Luis Guzman.
I'd love
to know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
See, Luis Guzman has got the body type that I'm talking about. Just that thickness, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I think he would be perfect.
He's got a...
But you're right, Khaleesi guy, that guy.
Number
the guy who
six,
got dissed by her this year?
Well, yeah. Spoiler alert. Number 6, Keanu Reeves.
Nope.
No.
Can't see it?
Nah. I mean, I probably could see it.
Interesting one. Number 5, Ron Perlman. Could you see it? What do we think about the age? What do we think about the look?
That, to me, is those castings like Bryan Cranston for Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
It's like...
You guys seem down on all of these.
I love Ron Perlman, but I just don't see that happening.
It's just fan casting.
Okay, like, number 4, Tom Hardy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're trying to get him back.
That would be amazing.
That's a given.
Yes.
It would work.
Number
3,
Clive Owen, who we talked about a little bit.
Absolutely, Clive Owen.
Number 2, Stephen Lang, who we talked about a little bit. Mm-hmm. And number 1, Mangianello.
What is...
And this is coming from Screen Rant, by the way.
What is the big love of Mangianello in the role?
Did you see him on True Blood?
I tried to watch that show, and
he was just
not for me.
Alcide, the wolf guy on True Blood, tremendously charismatic, ridiculous specimen of humanity.
He is.
Plays a dark, brooding, kind of heavy well, but also pretty good sensitivity. I mean, perfectly serviceable on True Blood as far as being an actor. I'm not saying the guy can't act.
Well,
I think he's great. I mean, I think it's only the fact that he hasn't shown up in one of these comic book films yet means to me he's got to have been cast as something.
I mean, if we're going to compare him and Tom Hardy as far as who we think would give the better performance, I'm pretty sure it's obvious.
But I also don't think Bane is coming back to be Deathstroke. I don't see that as a likely possibility
at
all.
Yeah. Dylan in the chat says Matt Damon. I saw a bunch of people who were saying that earlier. Do you guys think it's possible that they could even get somebody like Matt Damon, or that Matt Damon would be any good?
To do Deathstroke?
I think
it's a weird thing because as soon as you put
him and Ben together,
as soon as you do that, then it's that thing.
Yeah,
and it's a question of like, first of all, yeah, he should definitely be Green Arrow. That should just happen based on his geeking out thing. But like, as soon as you do that, and then you have those guys, then you have like Martin and Lewis up there. You have some kind of duo.
I think if Matt Damon's going to show up in DC, it should be Green Arrow because that would play off each other well with the two characters.
Yeah,
but all other than that, I don't think.
Okay, that was the list.
Your choice.
Yeah.
John Hamm?
I don't know. No.
John Hamm.
Definitely not. Okay. Definitely not. I'm not sure. I do think Mangianello is a really good pick. I really like Clive Owen. There's some great ones in there.
Clive Owen's pretty great.
Clive Owen's great. Mangianello just strikes me as, maybe because it's like the Magic Mike movies, is like a lug.
More like kid, like Shazam-y?
No, not like that. Like it just... Like a meathead. Like a football meathead, like...
Yeah.
I don't see him being as analytical...
Have you seen him perform very
often? But you haven't seen him in True Blood.
I guess it's only what I've seen him in. Okay,
I hear you, though.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we talk back with Joel Kinnaman. There's certain actors, that's their type. And like, Kinnaman strikes me as always the Weasley guy.
Oh, Miguel says Liam
Neeson.
And not
Rick Flagg.
No, he was not a Rick Flagg.
All right, well, God, plenty of Deathstroke talk there. There's also a great article in Heroic Hollywood about 10 things that Deathstroke should be for the Batman movie, if you want to check that out. who will play Deathstroke. We already kind of covered that. Now, let's be honest, it's just a whole bunch of rumors that are about to happen. But Gertler found a link. I found a link on MoviePilot.com. What was yours that you found?
Well, I think, what was it from? Screen Idiot or something like that?
Screen
I don't
Geek,
know.
I believe.
Screen Geek. Yeah.
Where do we start?
Yeah, that was it. So
.net, by the way.
There's, I guess, apparently this big DC All Access thing that's happening tomorrow with Tiffany Smith and Jason Inman. And there's like,
where?
It's featuring
the
DC video games.
They just hit a million, by the way.
Right, and that's what they're kind of celebrating, yeah. celebrating, right? Like a million
subscribers.
For DC All Access.
Yes. I can't believe
Holy.
It took them. I can't
so
believe
So, like, as happens in rumor world, there are rumors that. That, I guess, during this live stream,
they're going to do a...
They're going to make a lot of announcements, and there's rumors that the DCEU has been laid out again through 2025.
So I have a list of these announcements right here.
And so apparently, okay, this thing from ScreenGeek.net or whatever was a thing on Reddit that apparently was taken down.
Right.
Those could all be BS. Some of this is consistent with rumors that we've heard. Some of it is new. Take it with lots of salt, lots of seasoning. Knock this
salt.
Back.
A lot of salt.
Like a salty chip.
I'm going to run through these while you guys are being salty. Is that
okay? Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
I won't
just
be salty at all.
You want no salt? Are you more of a pepper guy?
I don't throw
guy?
Salt. I'll throw pepper on it.
Okay, so you throw the pepper, you guys add the salt. Yeah. I'll put a little garlic powder.
Paprika.
Where we'll saute the shit
Paprika.
Out of this. Okay, Cyborg is out, folks. That's what it says.
As a movie.
Expect a full Titans flick with Deathstroke as the main antagonist. Nightwing is in, though, if that's any consolation. Cyborg
okay.
will be in the Flash movie. But Barry and Vic knew each other in school.
Slow down, Rox. We got
that's one bullet.
Oh, that's one
bullet
point.
Bullet.
Now we can add the seasoning?
Yeah, now the season.
I think...
bullet points.
Cyborg doesn't surprise me at all. Like, when they first announced that, I think we all were like, what? Cyborg?
Okay.
A movie? By himself? We haven't even seen the actor yet?
Johnny said swerve.
What do you guys think? We have to move through these really quick because there's a lot of them, so I think we should keep them tight and concise. Do you think that's true? Would
it
you
all
like
depends
that?
On how
think?
Cyborg, the reception of Cyborg is. If people are obsessed with Cyborg, there's going to be a Cyborg standalone. If they're not obsessed with him, there won't be.
Mm-hmm.
Depends how he sells. It's about the money.
I don't see a Cyborg solo.
I don't either.
Even if he's everybody's favorite character?
I just don't
nope.
see anyone caring that much
yeah.
about Cyborg.
Well,
look,
if they don't,
everyone's
they
loving Harley Quinn, and she's going to get her movie, but it's going to be yep. with the other girls in it.
Okay, moving on. Deathstroke was offered to a bunch of actors, but it ultimately went to Joe Manganiello. We just talked about that for quite some time.
Okay, so we just talked about that, so we'll see.
We put the pepper already.
We'll see.
Sequel to Man of Steel will be released in 2020. The name
okay.
Superman will not be used in the title. Villain is Brainiac. They're trying to court several directors, including J.J.
Okay.
Abrams and Duncan Jones. Other characters being considered include Supergirl and Superboy. Lex Luthor will be a key character in Brainiac's new origin. I believe the origin they have planned at the moment is Lex uses Kryptonian and alien tech to enhance Lex OS, and it becomes Brainiac. From what I've seen, though, they definitely want Brainiac in a physical comic booky form, not as some AI controlling
right.
drones or machines or something. That's
right, just
says.
Like an Ultron character.
Yep.
Well, this, again, this is consistent with a lot of rumors we've heard for a long time. We've been hearing about this Man of Steel sequel thing. It still hasn't officially been confirmed by anyone.
Right.
Nope.
I wouldn't be surprised by them using Brainiac, but Supergirl and Superboy, you think that we're going to start seeing?
As being considered, possibly, because it could deal with Kandor.
Is that the pepper sound?
Yeah, I think maybe Supergirl.
Because if they start dealing with like Kandor and a Kryptonian
yeah,
colony or
yeah,
something
I,
like that.
I definitely give, yes, Brainiac will be the villain. I think
yeah.
that's the positive, which you can get out of that.
Did we get to the thing about Lex being out of prison yet, or is that later?
I think that was
thing?
Another story.
Okay.
It's in there, but it's a little later.
That wasn't there.
Okay.
Edgar Wright is also being courted for a DCEU project.
Okay.
Would love that if that were true.
They're not trying to make Justice League feel overcrowded, but it's very clear that there is a lot they're working with already. Looking
yep.
to be a long movie. They know they can't cut out a ton of stuff. Da, 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 da.
Like this time. That's, they're saying, yeah, they've learned, but it's still going to be a long movie.
That doesn't really
movie.
Seem like any sort of spoiler.
I think all that is we're not going to cut the movie. It's going to be long.
Right. Right. Justice League's
hey.
Villain is Steppenwolf, as you all know.
Yep.
The League fights parademons for a good chunk of the film. Lex is let out of prison and gets the public to love him. He tries to manipulate the public into hating heroes like Batman and Superman, but it doesn't work. Lex helps Steppenwolf come to Earth in exchange for technology and knowledge. Lex
right.
is very manipulative and much calmer than he was in BVS. He's also much scarier, in my opinion. There's a funny scene after the League is assembled where Joker and Harley are committing a crime and they expect Batman to show up when the whole League arrives. There's a lot more.
This is so strangely
that's,
specific. It's like, where are these
right.
coming from? Do you
but,
think someone is making this out of their magic butthole?
Jesse
or do you
Eisenberg
think
is not...
From?
Do you even
talk about filming at all right now? He has not even mentioned anything over the past 2 months.
Here's what I would just like, if I could just talk about that one thing. I think that that is a great thing. I would love to see the status quo where Lex is out of jail, somehow vindicated, somehow loved by the public. I would love to see, if you can write a clever way to get there, then you would have my money.
This just seems to me like, all of these seem like some guy's just writing these down. Like
magic butthole? You think this is a magic butthole theory?
I don't know. And you don't like it if it's true, or magic butthole, magic butthole is pooping flowers.
It's pooping flowers.
But a lot of these tend to make sense, though.
But it could be based on some things that are somewhat true tangentially. Okay, but
like this one, for example. Oh, go ahead.
Justice League 2 may or may not use Darkseid as the villain. The biggest concern is comparisons to Thanos. So
they're saying Justice League 3, maybe.
That makes sense.
Way down
the road. They may hold them for. Yeah, it does make sense, but it's speculative.
It's just, you know.
Justice League 2 will be pushed back to the end of 2019 to make room for Justice League Dark. Okay.
So wait, no. So it was supposed to be 17 and 19, right, for Justice League?
I'm so confused in the dates now.
It pushed back to the end of 2019, I think it was.
So same year?
Yeah, I think so.
So, okay. Justice League Dark, we've heard the Lyman thing, but again, that still hasn't officially been announced either. So that's why...
There's a lot of... smoke going on here. So they could be smoke.
So they could be just trying to make a fake.
Somebody cooking?
Okay. A fake fire.
It's probably Adam. All right.
I will tell you, I'll just take a brief from this. As long as we're talking about cooking and we're talking about seasoning, you know, we got to talk a little bit about Blue Apron.
Yep. Definitely.
They're able to achieve a lot by using sustainable food systems because of the way they purchase things. So they're getting you much better quality ingredients than you would normally be purchasing if you were spending the same money.
And you know that because you're a chef. So you
I know that because I'm a chef and I cook and I actually enjoy cooking these recipes. I don't find them remedial. I don't find them dumbed down too much. I mean, as you go on and you get more instincts, use your instincts to cook. Never slavishly follow a recipe so much that you can't. But, I mean, so I was talking about the quality of their ingredients. They use seafood that is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. The chickens are free range. The beef is humanely raised. The pork is raised naturally. This is all the stuff, by the way, that you wonder, like, why is this meat so expensive? Because when you use quality ingredients, it costs more. But when you're basically shopping for, instead of a family, right, you know, shopping for a family is cheaper. When you shop for like a few hundred thousand people, that as your family, that brings the cost down too. Mm-hmm. Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for the recipe. So, you know, if you go out and you use a recipe, right? Let's say you need 3 cloves of garlic. Yeah. You're going to buy 3 cloves of garlic. You're going to buy a head of garlic, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to buy, and every ingredient on your recipe works like that. You don't buy 6 ounces of milk.
Right.
You buy a quart of milk.
But Blue Apron sends you exactly what you need.
Ships you what you need for the recipe. Yeah. It just makes so much more sense. And the meals available in September include paprika, spice, shrimp, and cheddar grits with tomato and sweet corn. That sounds good. All those words sound delicious separately, so imagine together how good they are. Spicy hoisin chicken stir fry with baby bok choy, which is like bok choy, littler.
And sesame ginger cucumber salad.
You know?
Yeah.
You got eggplant and chickpea tagine, which is a Moroccan style. That says to me a tagine is actually an oven as well as a cooking style. With island pepper, tomato, and couscous, another kind of Moroccan, African
flavor. You learn something new every day.
Oh, and then this is really cool. I saw the picture of this when I got the thing sent home. Summer udon noodle, which is like those thick Japanese noodles with cherry tomatoes, which are in season right now, corn, which is popping right now, and sweet summer peppers.
Perfect. Awesome. So how can they get it, Adam?
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to go to blueapron.com. You're going to, what are you going to do? You're going to throw in the...
you're going to go to blueapron.com/movie news.
Movie news.
Because you guys are listening to Popcorn Talk shows and you guys have been such great fans, you actually are going to get your first 3 meals for free.
What? You're not paying for these, so you're not obligated to like start a long thing. Like they're gonna show you how good this is just by your trying it.
Exactly. And then you're gonna get hooked because trust me, I am. So again, that's blueapron.com/movie news. Your first 3 meals are free, and by the way, that's also free shipping, which you know we love.
And Blue Apron. It's important to eat good, but Mikey, you also gotta look good.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
From cooking to dressing fine.
Indochino, baby. Let's talk about it, Mikey. You know you gotta look good in suits, but it's hard to get a good suit and not go
broke. You can't go off the rack. You can't because you look like a hobo.
I've looked like I've had broad shoulders with the wrong suit.
Most men, and I didn't know this for a long time, you wear the wrong size suit.
Exactly.
You know, you think you're this, but you go into the tailor and you're like, you're really this.
I always notice if you guys are in the wrong size suit. You gotta look
the ladies
fresh.
Always look
fresh. Oh, they always
fresh?
No,
you gotta look fresh.
You gotta look fresh. You gotta be in a fitted suit.
You do. You this is not nice. Something that I realized till I was older. I was telling you guys this. It's like the difference between something that is made to fit you, it's like the difference between the Deathstroke suit on Arrow and the Deathstroke suit on Justice League right now.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
It's
Indochino.
The difference.
They could have used Indochino.
They
sure.
could have to make those suits.
Well, Indochino's reinventing men's fashion, and made to measure suit is the best way you can do it. So it's time to suit up. It's real simple. 14 unique measurements. They hook
that's
you
what
up.
I like is the 14, because most of the time you go into like a store and you do it, they're just like your shoulders,
three.
Your arm length, your crotch, that's it. You know,
there you
that's
go.
It not even my chest or anything, but they do 14. That's
14.
A lot of them, right?
Well,
they probably crafted. Do your bicep on that one, your thigh.
That's right. 100% merino wool suit. All you got to do is go to Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com. And entering DC Movie at checkout, you can get any premium suit for just $399. That's up to 50% off, plus shipping is free. And Roxy, we love free shipping.
And money back guarantee. That's something. On a fitted item, that's gold.
There you go.
Get that back if you don't like it, even if it's fitted. So.
All right.
And how much were they? How much were those suits?
Indochino.com.
They get half off.
Yeah, suit
bucks.
For $399. Put DC Movie in. On the code.
That's, so that's awesome. A fursuit. Normally they're $800 or
what? I believe so, yeah, apparently.
Woo, that's the spread.
Indochino, your look, your way. Okay.
Guys, that's awesome. Let's get back to some of these DC release dates. We've got Aquaman, which is they're saying is going to be released August 2018, the villain Black Manta, who we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Flash release date March 2018, villain are the Rogues. Led by creepy Captain Cold.
Okay.
I like that we're adding creepy in there.
Very creepy.
So not Wentworth Miller?
I don't think so. That would be... he's gone a couple Earths
far.
Next point, the Batman film, right now called The Batman, though they're considering other titles.
That's
release,
been a rumor for the longest time in
I
the
think
world.
That's...
They're saying it's going to release October 5th, 2018.
I love that release date, by
my
the
birthday
way.
Month.
Current plot has a Black Mask as the main villain.
Like that video
other
game.
Villains out of Arkham to kill Batman, Joker, and Harley.
Mm-hmm. They really seem to be leaning heavily on the video game influence.
I think
stuff, or at least,
I was
again,
just
could be
talking
by
to someone
Homer,
about
but...
this the other day. I went back and watched the original the Nolan trilogy recently, and as great as it is, there's a lot in there, like the fighting especially. It doesn't look that good anymore. Now seeing what we get with Affleck and the warehouse scene, and that was very Arkham influenced, that scene.
Yeah,
and now with the Deathstroke, that is Arkham influenced. They're smart. Those games. Were phenomenal.
And they reach a lot of people.
Yeah,
and
so it's
sold,
smart to use that as
they're part of the, at least from DC's point of view, they're part of the source material for their visual
and
style.
And I think that's a good way to go. So if they're using Black Mask in that, where he's using rogues to go after him, hey.
Okay.
I still want to see them just reining in a little bit more and get a little bit more character driven.
Is there something
I want to
about
see
the Flash?
Stronger story.
All right. For you as well?
What about the...
Is there something in there? Because I have something about the Flash.
Johnny's waiting to get to his rumors that are
okay.
Maybe
I'm just still
different.
Running down all of these rumors.
Well,
you want me to
actually, we're getting close. We got to hit TV time.
Luke Evans was approached to play Sinestro.
I like him.
Yeah, there were other people who have been approached, not for specific roles, but various roles. Misha Collins, Channing Tatum.
Talk about the HBO rumor real quick, because that sounds exciting.
Oh, okay. The Booster Gold Blue Beetle movie's up in the air right now, but they're leaning on the edge of approving it after the success of Deadpool, but they may use it as an HBO show.
That's not what I meant. I meant the animated movies and possible series
that we were talking about.
That tie into the DCEU, which is kind of weird.
Okay.
In canon HBO stuff they're talking about.
Right, which they're still, they said that they haven't guaranteed anything or haven't like set anything down, but these are all still rumors anyway.
It's all about.
This says, going off the last bit, they're planning on bringing the DCEU shows to HBO exclusively. Ideas being tossed around about include Birds of Prey, Nightwing, The Question.
We did hear rumors of Zack Snyder and Geoff Johns working on some HBO thing. Like this.
Right, The Phantom Strangers, Atana, Dr. Fate. Those are all things that are listed.
This is a great way to do origins of characters that you don't want to super go into in the movies,
like Nightwing.
Yeah, I love this idea. Like, I mean,
that's a.
Would it be weird to have all these DC shows, but then on HBO, it's in canon?
Snyder and them talk to HBO. I forgot about that.
What do you guys think about that?
I think because HBO is probably looking at Netflix, going, "Oh, look what they did."
Yeah.
I mean, the Marvel stuff is getting Emmy nominations. They're phenomenal. So HBO is going to be like, "Hey, we got to get into this. What do you got?"
And as good as the DC stuff is, none of it is like on the serious level of like the Netflix stuff. It's all
the
CW
TV,
stuff.
Yeah, the TV stuff. Yes. It's we go a little darker, a little push the envelope a little more on HBO. Yeah, I think That's what I would hope would be true.
Well, it's interesting because they still would be able to do the CW stuff if they wanted to. Yeah, because think about like how they still have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but they've got their Marvel stuff going on. So they'd be able to, you know, touch a couple different niches. Like, here's our campier stuff. Here's our dark, gritty stuff. That's good.
CW stuff, they hit their stride. They know what they're doing. That's a whole world. Right. Let them run. Yeah.
Right. And I love HBO, and HBO we trust. Okay. Johnny, you wanted to talk Flash?
No, I think you covered it, so that's pretty much it.
Okay, because there was a Flash rumor that Rob Lowe was approached to play one of the villains in the Flash film.
And I also, love Rob Lowe. You mentioned Captain Cold and Golden Gliders.
Didn't that thing say that they really want Rob Lowe in their films?
I didn't mention Golden Glider.
Oh, yeah.
That's such a weird
thing. She's also going to be part of one of the villains in Flash. Someone loves him. And also, this is something, Adam, you sent to us. You got to look at the Justice League weird trailer. Go to comicbookbook.com.
Oh, my God.
This was so genius. Weird.
I don't know how they do that. Didn't they do that
with BVS, though? They had one with BVS.
He does a lot.
His name's Aldo Jones. He's a brilliant editor who makes every trailer so weird and hilarious to where you just catch stuff. I can't even tell you all the cool stuff in it. Anyway, comicbook.com. Look up Justice League weird. You can't miss it. Guys, I actually have to bounce now. So okay. I'm going to miss TV time.
All right, we'll bring it home.
But we'll bring it home for us.
Well, I'll bring it home for
you. At Jay Quassel. Hey, Chicago. Next weekend, I'm coming to you.
Chi-town.
Right? Comedy Shrine, September 9th and 10th. I have comedy shows. If you're anywhere near Chicago, hit me up on social media. I'll tell you how to get a discount on tickets. I love you.
Show LaQuasto some love, y'all.
LaQuasto. LaQuasto.
And whoever just said Swamp Thing HBO series, yes. That was hell yeah.
You know, I just saw a picture of Dick Durack, his Swamp Thing from the movie. I forgot how terrible he looked. Back then, it looked so good, but now I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah. It's really
good. But the second one, he looked better, and they used a version of that costume on the USA series.
Okay, because the first one had, like, the eyebrows were arched and built into the suit.
The first one is really bad looking. Okay, the second one looks better, but it's not as good a movie, so you need to kind of mash
them up. Something, though? Sure, not having to do with what you were talking about, but back to the HBO thing, because I'm seeing a lot of people here mention Preacher, and I forget that.
That's true.
So what do we think would happen?
But that's Vertigo, separate.
But if we do something in the DCEU with HBO, do we think that instead could be Vertigo, and we could move Preacher, or we could do something like that on AMC?
Well, I mean, yes.
Like a Constantine.
I don't think the Preacher audience has blown itself away. It's AMC, right? Yeah. I don't think AMC is loving the numbers they're getting.
Yeah, and this Magic Butthole rumor is like saying like these would really be tied into DCEU stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Which is something that we've never heard before. That's why it's like, all right, you know.
It's
either total fantasy or it's actually true.
Yeah, it's
okay. The one more thing we have before TV time was Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who thinks the Nolan trilogy ended perfectly.
And watching it again, I watched it all day.
Yeah,
was it Monday? It is, and I argue anyone, I think it is hands down the best trilogy of all time.
I think it is hands down the best trilogy.
I know a lot of people don't like Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
But it does, and I think the problem they do is because they feel Batman would never quit, Alfred would never leave Batman, but you have to understand, this is Nolan's Batman. And
You're right, because the one thing I will say is, like, you're right, because, and this has been pointed out, like, the comic books have to keep going, so you can't give somebody a beginning, middle, and end all the time, so what Nolan did is, like, he foresaw an end, and in this world, he had Alfred,
To look back on that, you got to remember, when they were making Batman Begins, they were not looking 3 or 4 movies, complete universe down the line. They were even making Green Lantern and Superman at the same time, and they were not saying, nope, we're not part of your universe, this is my film. This is my story.
Yeah.
So it is such, watching it all in one day, it's fantastic.
JGL's
so
point was just that, like, the idea that, like, Robin or this guy was going to take on the mantle. And then it was like that was the point, was that there would be a Batman to go on.
And I don't want to see what he would be like.
You
don't
need to see it. Just know that it would go on.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to get to a little bit of that time? That time,
though? It's time for
He asked you to sing along with him this
time.
Cheesy time.
News is time to talk.
TV time. Oh, my God. Guys, starting with Arrow, we're adding somebody from Justified. Did either of you guys watch Justified?
Yes.
I don't watch Justified.
I love Justified.
So that maybe would be exciting for you. So they're adding somebody because this is going to be the big fifth season. We've got all the flashbacks that will be coming to an end.
Last flashbacks.
Ishmael Gregor will be the imposing Pacon or godfather of the
I knew him from TV show Human Target. He was on the pilot episode of the Human Target. I think he, I think he's a Canadian actor because he's on all those shows.
Yeah, he'll
be there during Oliver's time in Russia. So
guys, which Dolph Lundgren is...
Wait, is this the character he's playing?
Yeah, I think so.
I am excited that we're getting Dolph Lundgren playing Russian again. Yeah. That's really funny that Drago is going to go Russian again. Yeah, this guy was one of Boyd Crowder's boys, I think. Unjustified, unless I'm totally wrong. I've seen them all. And yes, Benjamin Workman for this. Yes, Doghouse is coming to Dallas. I promise it is happening. And I made a special queso just for you. Sorry, sidetrack. But yeah, I totally dug the show. Great actor. But they always get great actors on these shows. Like
they do have
the top tier TV actors. Damien Dark, for example, was also was on Justified. He had a great run on Justified.
Yeah, I agree.
I really have high hopes for Arrow to get, because they're really talking, they're getting back to the season two feel of the show. So I hope so too.
I still have to get through the last three episodes of last season.
Okay.
You still haven't?
I know. I just keep watching other shows.
Right. Well, maybe you guys have high hopes for Supergirl too, because we're adding somebody over there. What?
Yeah, it's coming on Netflix the 9th or the 10th of this month.
Season one.
So I think I'm gonna give it a shot and go back and watch it all.
CW is doing that now, where they're putting it on prior to the show actually airing for the next season, which is good.
Listen to what all you guys said, and I'm gonna go give it a full shot.
Adam, can you tell me about this villain?
Metallo?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so Metallo, I know Mike can tell you about him, but he's got a heart of kryptonite, I'll tell you that much. And he's been portrayed as like as much as like a human on the outside, kind of
John
cybernetic.
Corbin, his name is John Corbin. I don't know. It's weird that this is news because we've seen video of Superman fighting him on set.
Right. And
was that Metallo then?
Yeah, because he had the green out of his chest.
The news is that...
that was one where Superman was just beating
on the
guy.
Did we know who the actor was, though?
No. And I'm just saying
it's
maybe
Frederick
he's been filmed
Schmidt,
for a while.
Oh, and he's going to be in at least two episodes.
Okay.
Okay,
so is
maybe
that exciting to somebody who's a big...
Metallo's a big... It's weird because he's not really Superman level... It's just the kryptonite that keeps Superman at bay.
Right.
He's just basically a cyborg.
Do you guys remember the Superboy show from like the 90s or 80s?
With
the
two different Superboys that was filmed in Florida?
Were there two different ones?
Season one and season... John Hamies Newton and Christopher Gerard. There were two different ones.
Do you remember Metallo on that show? When he's like, I'm Metallo, and he had a big cigar, and he just opened up a door, and he had like a little kryptonite.
Oh, God, yes.
He's like, me, I'm Metallo. Oh, I saw, find this on YouTube somewhere.
It's out there. Am I wrong, or am I making that up? No, it went three seasons.
Is that Magic Butthole, or is that true?
No, that's real. Oh, okay. That show is... Oh, my God.
Oh, and the guy that plays Miss Piddalict is great, too. He's that real nebbishy guy.
Yeah, I mean, he talks like...
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, God, what is it? Mike, what is his name? The little guy.
The little guy? He's character actor.
What else has he been in?
I haven't even looked at this next story until you figure out that name. Did you guys check out
the
this next
knockoff.
Story?
Yes, I can't
see the computer. What is it? Tell me, Rock.
So, I guess that based off of the success of Arrow, it looks like a Filipino network is aiming to recreate some of the success. The trailer for Alias Robin Hood looks like the trailer for Arrow, and Stephen Amell is poking fun at it. What is he? He posted this on Facebook about it or something?
I have not seen that. I'll have to check that out. Yeah. I did see a picture, you know.
So what, are they just making fun of it, Adam?
I guess, yeah. I didn't read the whole thing either.
But if it's Robin Hood...
But it looks exactly like Arrow.
Yeah,
it's Robin Hood, but it totally looks like Arrow.
Alias Robin Hood.
Alias Robin Hood!
Network, and it's got a million views already, so I bet Stephen Amell helped out that view count. Like, whoa.
I'm sure it did.
Oh,
weird on Facebook.
I just have to, jump back into movie time for a second. We didn't mention anything Green Lantern. Oh, are we?
Yeah, we're done with TV time. That was it.
That was TV time. Back to movie time for a second. We didn't talk about the Green Lantern rumor that was in here. That kind of like we had speculated before.
About the Guy Gardner, about the three of them, and then we're going to have the Red Lanterns.
Well, at the end of Justice League 1, we would get the first appearance of Green Lantern.
They said he appears.
Right.
Which makes sense.
But we also all speculated, too.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think people realize Green Lantern Corps has the potential to be DC's Star Wars.
How do you say the word?
Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah.
It has the potential to be their Star Wars.
Did someone say Corpse?
I was making fun of Johnny, who opened the show with Corpse, and the chat was going crazy on him. No matter how many times, he knows it's Corps. He just, you know.
But I think that has the potential to be Star Wars level, just universe, Green Lantern Corps. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it could be spectacular. You're absolutely right.
We have
right.
to forget what's come before it.
Yeah.
And chart ahead to uncharted territories.
Oh, mm-hmm. man. I love the idea of mixing up something that has almost like a Star Trek feel and the fact that they have a mission, the buddy cop thing that we've talked about.
With like, cops.
With aliens all over the place. You know, going back to Earth for a couple of JL missions. But, like,
it has the potential to do Star Trek level stuff where you took current day problems but put it in a sci-fi setting.
Yeah.
Like with race and stuff like that and look at it through that prism of the Green Lantern Corps. And I think that's
such
potential there.
So...
Okay, sorry.
No, you're still movie time, but we have to go back to TV time.
Back afterwards. To TV time,
we're
guys.
Back. Oh,
we're going back to TV time.
Rudderless. I forgot to tell you that Supergirl creator is creating developing a black lightning. Berlanti is developing a black lightning.
Black lightning.
According to Deadline, and he's working with the game creator Mara Brock.
But he's shopping it to different networks, and to that I say, sir, did you not learn your lesson with Supergirl?
So, sir, you should go to CW?
Yes. And on top of that, a lot of people on Twitter were saying, why not Static Shock?
Right.
Why not him? Very similar. You've got the ethnic character with the lightning powers. So it's like, why are they? And I don't realize how many people grew up with Static Shock. It's a huge group of people. Like, that was not my character.
Which name do you like better?
What do you guys
if I'm
want?
Rolling it in my head, I think Black Lightning sounds more badass than Static Shock. Like, if I'm just thinking of, like, guys, intimidating.
What do you want? Would you rather be Black Lightning or would you rather be Static Shock?
I'm voting Black Lightning.
I think Static Shock brings the young element to it. It's, I don't know, it's just...
Where do you think it'll go? I think it's a good point because Luke Cage is really the... am I right? Luke Cage is really the first...
I can't wait for that show.
Superhero show being led with a black lead character.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
Superhero, yes.
Superhero, yeah. Being very specific there. So DC doesn't have analogous of that at this point. That's why Static Shock, I guess you're saying, also same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Black Lightning.
But Static Shock would skewer more towards... Well, I guess it's not going to the CW, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
I always thought the character of Black Lightning, his alter ego, is just boring.
It seems like Hulu and Amazon are starting to get into the game, too.
What does it mean that the comics company also aired Static Shock and is producing the second season of the Vixen animated series for CW Seed?
I'm sorry, say that again?
They're saying, however, Pierce is far from DC's first headlining superhero of color. The comics company also aired Static Shock and is producing...
Which was an animated film.
Animated series.
And they did Vixen's,
who's the animator. So it's not
live action. There we go.
They've had in the past. But that's what I'm saying. Static Shock was
so...
So
do you feel like they've filled that void with Static Shock already by doing animation, that that's why they are hesitant to bring Static Shock to live action?
Could be.
It's tough, but the problem is there's really no void. There's an overabundance of material right now. Like, all this stuff is not going to fly. Some of this is going to start to be trimmed away. It's just, it's getting to absolute critical mass with the amount of superhero shows.
It's getting there,
I mean, something's going
to
give.
Should we go back to movie time?
What else we got?
Okay, so going back to movie time.
Oh my gosh, my head.
I know, it's really... So that one little bean about... The little bean out of the magic butthole about the Justice League fighting...
Like a little poop bean?
Yeah, a little... fighting mostly parademons. These are at least a better faceless person that they can beat the crap out of the whole time, better than the poop monsters in Suicide Squad.
Poop monsters,
right? Because I know we've acknowledged like you need
poop monsters.
Okay, here's what I'll say: poop monsters sucked. I felt the same way with the Chitauri and the Ultron drones in the Avengers films. The parademons always were like, it just felt. I don't know. It's different for me. Just
no, I'll 100% give it to you. I will go so far as to say I don't like when they do it. Like
the faceless drone army, whoever uses
steaks.
It.
I love a big meaty steak.
But and that's why, like on the Avengers and now with Justice League, you need
Winter Soldier didn't have that, right? Captain America Winter Soldier was like one of my favorite of all time.
But it's just Captain America.
Yeah, you need.
When you've got the League up there, you need cannon fodder.
Exactly, and you can't. You can't have them each going against a big bad all the time.
No. You can't have them fighting the, you know, crime syndicate or...
But you know what? And that's... honestly, you make a really good point there, Mikey Christmas, because I think that's why I appreciate some of the smaller or at least solo superhero films better than the team ones.
Yes.
Because so much of it has to be spent on, like, letting the team be spectacular.
You know, to say that... And I think it's almost the moments. I watched Civil War again a couple days ago. It was one of those second run.
I'm waiting for Blu-ray.
I know, but I had to see it again. And my favorite scene in that entire movie, I know everyone loves the airport scene because it's the big battle. It's superheroes. It was me. It was Tony and Steve sitting there where he's like, here, just sign it. Take this pen, sign it. And they're talking. It's like, it's those little moments. So for me, when I see BVS or what I look for, it's like, I love the small character moments with the characters. I don't need these giant battles with, you know, drones and armies. I don't need that. There's animation, there's comics, get that. I love the character moments that the actors bring to life.
You're going to the core of the whole, you know, Marvel versus DC present state thing is like what DC is really trying to do now is bring some of those smaller moments to match the great visuals. Yeah. But I will say this. I'm optimistic because
we're going good.
We're in the right direction. Yeah. It's not like
it's a magical butthole direction.
Everybody's being really loud with their opinions. But the thing is, even though these characters belong to Warner Brothers, they really belong to us. They belong to the people that have been consuming them and reading them.
You were not here for this day. We had a little argument about it.
Okay. Let me just finish my point.
No, I'm with you.
What's that?
I'm with you.
Okay. My point is that like nobody wants to like abandon Superman and Batman.
Right.
They want to just, but they will be like, you get out of the way until the next guy can give us a good Superman or Batman. Like, we want that character to do well. They're not going to get sick of the character. This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
My point is that, like, people want DC to go in the right direction. I don't think that people are rooting for DC to fail. There's always this fanboy rant, but I don't think like the majority of the world that recognizes these characters wants to go see a good Superman or Batman
movie. I agree
with
you on that one.
And a lot of those people that were disappointed with the first ones, they were like, hey, we showed up. We're not like you. We're not like the nerds that consume all this stuff. But Batman v Superman, we showed up. Like, why was it? Hey, man, who was the bummer, man? You know, like. That's the thing. So they want to bring all those people back on board, and hopefully we're getting there.
Do you guys want to end with the Enchantress dance? Or
yeah.
Okay.
I can't. I can't do it anymore.
What do you think about the fact that she's going to be Battle Angel Alita?
Oh, no. What are you guys doing?
Making poop monsters. Now
poop
you serve
monster,
me.
Go,
now
poop
you
monster.
Serve me. Now you serve me. Now you serve me.
What?
I feel like that's the cue to wrap up, unless we need to go back to any of that
time. Yeah, I was
going to
dance
go back to animation
out.
Time? Check out... are you reading Rebirth? Rebirth? Good stuff? Check out All-Star Batman.
That's the one I want to say.
Scott Snyder, that man...
He's killing it.
He takes the character of Batman that dozens and dozens of hundreds of writers have done, and they always write the same, you know, it's like Batman, he's dark, he's hanging out a gargoyle, and he does little character moments that you never picture. There's a scene where he's with Duke and they just beat up a bunch of bad guys, and all he does is hold his arm like this and they do like the fist
right.
You know, think about Batman like that, but it's damn good.
I haven't picked it up yet. Is it tightly in the canon with the other ones, even though Batman and Detective
he's
are doing
on,
their
like,
own
he,
things
he's taking he there's a bounty on Two-Face's head, he's trying to get him to a location, so it's a road trip. They're sitting in the middle of a cornfield fighting Firefly, and he's got this chainsaw which he's using against them. It's so damn good.
Scott Snyder's one of those guys to me that I could see crossing over, and I could see him laying down
a
screenplay.
I would love to see that man write a script.
I think he's one of the few guys that can do it.
But I say this, be careful what everyone wishes for, because everyone wanted Bruce Timm. They want him to write a movie. He wrote Killing Joke. The animated series.
Did he write it?
Oh, him and Azzarello.
Azzarello gets the writing credit on that.
Bruce Timm's on that. So,
did you guys see the Screen Junkies honest trailer of that?
Yes,
I did. I didn't. I like their stuff.
I'm over at that company, though.
So
yeah, we have to wrap.
What do you think? We're wrapping up. But you guys saw that, right?
Yes.
I thought it was. I don't see the gripes with the film.
Yeah.
I mean, I know why the prequel, the part of it. But
watch the Justice League weird trailer. It's not as much of a bummer.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay, guys.
Mikey Christmas.
I'm at Mikey Christmas. Find me at
You're not at Mikey Christmas.
I'm not. I'm at Mike Kalinowski. But it's Mikey Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Christmas is coming. Ho, ho, ho.
In half of a year.
Haven't you heard of Christmas in August? Christmas in September?
I'm Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer over at Screen Junkies Tuesdays 4 p.m. for TV Fights. Our very own engineer, Zach, will be there next week. Right, Zach? Yeah, right, Roxy.
He'll be there.
Yeah, Rox, I'll be there.
Yes, I'll be there.
Okay.
Do you
there.
Ever fight on TV Fights? No, you don't fight. You're the kind of moderator.
One time
I want to fight you on TV fights.
I kick your ass.
Bull. Bull.
Who wants to see these guys fight? I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me at Adam Gertler. I think Man vs. Child is done with its second season. Stay tuned to determine its fate. I'll be at the Taste LA, LA Times, The Taste with Doghouse this weekend at Paramount Studios, serving up my Tiny Swiney, which is a little bacon hot dog we just made.
The Tiny all
pork
swiney.
Belly hot dog. With Hatch chili pickle relish and a belly. Homemade cheese sauce on grilled Hawaiian bread. Follow me over the weekend. I'll be sending lots of videos of the Tiny Swiney. And I'll see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.
Later. Bye, guys. Go home.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.